Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining our call regarding Astarta's 6 months operating and financial results. We still hear a few people joining, so if you do not mind, we'll wait for a minute or two, and then I will start. I hope everyone can see my screen. This is our regular investor presentation, which will start with P&L. And if you have any questions, it would be best if you type your questions in the Q&A box, which will allow us to see exactly the issue that you're inquiring about, because online communication inherently is not clear at all times. So, without further ado, I would like to go into our P&L. Astarta registered very good uplift in revenues, courtesy to the performance of all business segments, whether it's agriculture, sugar, soybean, or dairy farming. The most prominent increase was in the sugar production. We also register a good gross profit margin, which expanded in the first half of this year, and this translated in EBITDA growing from €68 to €97 million. That further translated into a net profit of €55 million. If we look at our results without IAS 41 impact, you can also see a significant margin expansion both on gross profit and EBITDA margin. I'm just going to go to the next slide. We continued to focus on our operating cash flows in the first 6 months of this year, and they were significantly bigger than last year at almost €70 million. Investment cash flows were still contained at the maintenance capex level. Having said that, we do expect to have more significant investments into our operating efficiency in the sugar and dairy business segments in the second half of this year. We can talk about it later in more detail once we come to the segment breakdown. Net debt to EBITDA is at a very conservative level below one, which allowed the company to pay the dividend, but also to gear up for further development. If we are going into segment results, starting with agriculture, we can see higher volumes of sales for corn and wheat, as well as sunflower seeds. The prices that we achieved on corn were flat compared to last year, but for wheat were significantly lower, as well as for sunflower seeds. Having focused on the cost side of the business because of limited export capabilities out of Ukraine, we managed to expand our gross margin. Our selling distribution expenses grew to €27 million, understandably, as we are trying to maximize all export routes, including overland by rail and trucks, and that costs higher than seaborne logistics. Also, you may have noticed our cash flow on land lease liability is at €22 million. Compared to the previous 6 months, this is not an increase or growth. It's just that last year, in the first half of the year, there was a delay on transferring lease payments to plot holders for logistical technical reasons, as it was the first and most intensive stage of the war. Looking at the crop mix in the agricultural segment, along with other farmers in Ukraine, we are reducing acreage under grains, specifically corn. You have noticed that just 2 years ago, it was 59,000 hectares. Now it is down to 19. However, we increase acreage under oil seeds, including soybeans, which we process internally. We already declared the results of harvesting of winter crops for rapeseeds and wheat. We also started planting those winter crops for the next season. And we are preparing to harvest spring crops such as corn, sugar beet, sunflower, etc. I'm sure you follow the developments on the Green Corridor. This is not available to us at the moment, and this has already been reflected in the widening spread between ex-works prices in Ukraine and the global prices for Ukrainian grain. However, the capacity at the Danube ports is growing. We can see in July, it was over 2 million tons, and railways and truck transportations are also keeping at the previous pace. Sugar was doing quite well in the first 6 months of this year. We see much higher volumes at 120,000 tons. The prices were also quite favorable, and this is not just a domestic market, but also export markets, thanks to the ability of the Ukrainian sugar industry to export to the EU, where since last year there is significant shortage of sugar. The Ukrainian sugar producers are able to export significant volumes. This was quite favorable to us. If someone can put themselves on mute, please. Can I ask one of the participants to put themselves on mute, please? Thank you. This also helped with our financial results, as we were able to register 26% of our sugar revenues from exports, compared to 5% last year. Looking at the overall situation in the Ukrainian sugar industry, we can see prices staying at favorable levels. Ukrainian farmers are increasing acreage under sugar beet, and we expect a significantly higher level of production at the level of 1.6, 1.7 million tons. However, this is also done to enable the exports to the EU of sugar, which was in high demand during the last season, and we expect the situation to continue during the next marketing year. Although Ukrainian government suspended white sugar exports out of Ukraine until mid-September, this is a regular practice by the government. Just to remind you, last year there was a ban on exports of wheat until the new harvest was already known for certain. Same situation is with sugar. We expect that these exports suspension and low quota of 20,000 tons to be lifted with the start of the new sugar beet processing season. Um, 99% of sugar is exported by overland transport, mainly to the EU markets, so we don't expect significant difficulties with exports on this front. Soybean processing, we also see higher volumes of soybeans processed and our products sold at 100 million tons for soybean meal. The prices were favorable for the meal at high level last year, although soybean oil prices have down a bit. Our key market is exports, mainly the EU, and 85% of revenues in the soybean processing segment came from exporting. This year, we expect the farmers to not only increase acreage under oil seeds in general, but specifically for soybeans, we expect the harvest to be more than 1 million tons more. This will increase the availability of raw materials for processing by our crusher, so we expect the favorable results which we have also to continue during this marketing year. Cattle farming is doing also well. We have higher milk production on the account of bigger herd of cows and higher milk. The prices have gone lower compared to the previous 6 months. However, we believe that the market is bottoming out. This is a seasonal dip during the summer, and we expect the prices to remain favorable. And even with a lower milk price compared to last year, we see our gross margin and EBITDA margin expanding. This is all for the main part of the presentation. We typically update our strategy and sustainability information on the annual basis. But I would like to draw your attention that our wartime project, Come and Help Ukraine, is continuing to expand. If there are any people online who would like to contribute our effort, you can always contact us. The details are in every presentation. We also wanted to introduce changes to the board of directors. We have Vyacheslav Chuk, who is also on the line, our commercial director, who has joined the board. And these are the key changes in the first 6 months. We would be very happy to answer your questions. Thank you. Let me just go into the Q&A box. 1 second. Do you see any improvement in transportation costs or costs continue raising? Thank you for your question. I will start answering, but then I would like our new board member and commercial director to add more color. We believe that the overland bottlenecks and the capacity of Dunai ports is expanding. But if we are talking about our blended transportation costs, which used to include seaborne transportation, then on the average basis, that would rise. Vyacheslav, would you like to add anything to this?
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Yuri, for the question. I would like to say that we see the stabilization of the transportation cost. Of course, we're developing different kind of routes, and when you start the new route, the cost could be higher, but then you work on this route more stable, you see the decreasing, of course. So in average, I think the costs are quite stable as of now.
Thank you. The next question from Jakub. Is it now possible to continue investing in projects that were announced in the previous 2 years? You have already answered these questions on the previous calls, but I would like to ask whether the situation has changed and the issue of war insurance has been resolved to some extent. I will start answering this question, and then I will let our CFO, Lilia Lemanska, who is also new to our management team as a CFO, to add more color. In 2021, just before the war, we announced the SPC project, which is a soybean concentrate. And we are returning, talking to international development and local banks regarding its financing. At the same time, we have our strategy on sustainability, on increasing the share of renewable energy to increase our energy efficiency and independence. And to this extent, we expect higher capex and investments in the second half of this year. For example, at one of our sugar plants, we would like to switch from coal to a burning plant pellets, which is a renewable energy. In dairy farming, we introduce new methods of manure management, and animal manure will also contribute to higher volumes of waste being processed by our biogas facility. So we are increasing production of biogas, and these operating efficiency / sustainability projects also require investments. They will be made in the second half of this year. So overall capex for entire year, we expect in the tune of $40 million. Regarding the SPC projects, I would like to pass the floor to Lilia to add more details.
Thank you, Julia. We are now in process of discussing of involving long-term finance in alliance in order to finance this project. And of course, we are concentrating now on securing the proper tenor of such facility in order to be in line with our payback period. And one more thing I would like to add that this increased investment cost till the end of the year are fully secured by investment lines. All of them, all facilities are signed with our banks. That's why be sure that we are fully supported in our investments with our partners.
I would also like to add one more detail to this picture. War insurance, I think, is still in the making, and this is an effort by international development institutions. However, the Ukrainian government also proposed a law to promote investments in Ukraine over 12 million euros, and there will be tax benefits or available to those who implement such projects. So we believe that our project will qualify. It qualified under the previous effort by the Ukrainian government, but now there is a wider law, and possibly there will be more benefits available to us. So while international wartime insurance still in the pilot stages, I understand by international development institutions, we believe that Ukrainian government will provide sufficient benefits for such projects to take off in Ukraine. Martin, you have a big list. The first one, has Astarta secured gas for 23-24 campaign? At which prices, if so? Well, we operate in the market environment. Current gas prices are at the level of 17,000 hryvnia, as is known from public sources. But we believe that the cost of production of sugar this year will be somewhat lower. So we are quite optimistic in this respect. With no Black Sea export option, have you secured export capacities from agricultural volumes? Have contract with a trader? I would like to pass the floor to Vyacheslav straight away, because he is, of course, dealing with all the traders in global ABCD companies.
Question. We have secured the alternative routes even when Black Sea corridor was working. As of now, of course, for those oil seeds, for example, rape seeds, we cooperate with EU clients and we deliver via inland routes to these crushers and users to the destinations. And of course, we have routes which brought us to the seaports in European Union and to the clients which are located inland to European Union also. Thank you.
I think compared to the previous 6 months of the year, we are quite encouraged by the presence of ABCD traders, because at the beginning of the war, they literally disappeared. But now they are fully present in the market. And that probably gives you enough confidence that if the global traders can operate in the Ukrainian market, then somehow we will find a way. How profitable in comparison to 22 reality would be export operations in second half of this year and first half next year? So this during this marketing season. what is the expected increase in broad transport logistic costs? I will start also answering this question, then pass the floor to Vyacheslav to add more color. Of course, Black Sea ports are deep sea ports, and it was possible to load very large Panamax ships from there and reach further destinations in Asia, in China, in Africa. And now Ukraine has more limited options, and the ports in Constanza or Dunai are not suited for deep water vessels. So this, of course, does present a challenge. But on the other end, we know that the Ukrainian agriculture is adjusting, and now we have lower grain volumes vis-a-vis oil seeds, and also oil seeds are being processed domestically in Ukraine. So we expect the adjustment to continue. Vyacheslav, would you like to add regarding the increase in the transportation costs, please?
I think that it was to mention that transportation cost stabilized, as I mentioned before. But again, it depends on the routes we are going to reach, because our intention is to find the best price we can find via inland routes and via river routes. So the far we go with our commodity, the higher expenses we'll have. However, we also every time looking into the parity of the price we can get and logistic we could carry. So of course, inland logistics stabilized, container shipments already decreased last year, even in the first half of 2023. And we see that potentially the prices shall not be increased.
I think generally also you may have noticed Astarte did a few interviews with Chinese media. We tried to explain to the Asian consumers that Black Sea ports are as important to them as a consumer of Ukrainian grain as to us, because obviously Ukrainian grain is very cost competitive, and we can sell it to Spain, we can sell it to Egypt, but if Asian customers do want bulky deliveries from Ukraine, then they also need to put pressure on Russia to reopen Black Sea route. With no Black Sea export option, does Astarte plan to continue proprietary trading in agriculture? Did Astarte have proprietary agriculture volumes as of 30th of June 2023? Over to you, Vyacheslav, again.
When we talk about our trading activity in agri, we use this opportunity when we have additional capacity in our infrastructure and logistics. As soon as we have this analytics, we trace it every time. So as soon as we see any window, of course, we purchase. So I as of now, I suggest that the potential trading could be without Black Sea, could be appearing in bigger volumes in first half of 2024. Thank you.
Can you comment on the estimated cost inflation in agriculture for 2023 and 2024 harvests? I would like to start answering this question myself by saying that everyone in Ukraine is now focusing on costs. According to our estimates, the cost per hectare for winter wheat, for sunflower, corn, and soybeans is lower compared to last year because we are very closely managing them. While there is a cost inflation for the key ingredients or inputs, a lot of things also depend on weather. And last year, there were expectations that this year's harvest will be lower because Ukrainian farmers were not able to procure previous volumes of fertilizers or other inputs, but nonetheless, as you know, the harvest was upgraded upwards because of the favorable weather condition. So from this point of view, again, you see the bottom line results still in our 6 months, and we expect it to hold bearing, weather conditions in the second half of this year, which obviously we don't know yet. Jakub, so Viktor Ivanchuk mentioned in a recent interview that Ukraine has the ability to export 1/3 of sugar produced. Are there any reasons for this, or is it just your opinion? Viktor is online, but this is a question also for our commercial director to handle, as he is personally handling the exports of sugar.
Thank you, Julia, very much. I think this position of the company. We are, as a sustainable producer of the sugar, we see, we have also as a public company, we do cooperate and have communications and contracts already with the same client, the same companies as we are in European Union. We see from these partners potential demand to substitute partially non-sustainable sugar from Latin America, and sugar beet sugar produced by also sustainable way from Ukrainian sugar beet belt was demanded previous year. And even as of today, we see demand for the season which is coming. Thank you.
I can see three questions from Yuri Balashevich. I believe they concern the same item, cash flow from operations. I'll start with the last one. No, we do not provide any forward guidances on cash flow from operations or any financial metrics like EBITDA. We didn't do it before the war, and we certainly cannot do it during current times. Relating to the past, could you please tell what impacted cash outflow? To working capital the most? Do you expect additional cash flow to working capital till the year end? And if yes, how much? To be honest, I'm not clear on this question, but I'm going to flick to the page with our cash flows. Second. Yes, we have working capital changes at 59 million euro versus 21. Perhaps Lilia, would you like to comment on this line, please?
Thanks, Julia. The main item in our cash flow in terms of outflow, you can see in our report, it was the increase in biological assets. And as you understand, it is our investment into future crops. So answering your questions, the main impact here is caused by sowing campaign. It is increasing of biological assets. As for the next question about the estimations of. Yes, do you expect additional cash outflow to working capital till the year end? And if yes, how much? Actually, as you understand, till the end of the year, we will see the transformation of biological assets into inventories. And you can see, of course, some increase of inventories as every year. So it is our usual seasonal practice.
All right. Now going to the next question. Will the company be able to secure export of winter wheat harvest this year without the grain deal? If it does require further price discount or higher selling costs? Again, this is a question to Vyacheslav. Winter wheat has been harvested. It's in our storage facilities, and he's the one who's going to sell it.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you for the question. I would like to comment that, yes, we will be able to secure export of winter wheat harvest. But the question is, what means this year? Till the end of this year or marketing year? It's clarification. And of course, as I mentioned, we are looking for the, we cannot influence the price, we as a sole producer. So we are working in the market conditions we have. Of course, we will be looking the better price we can find. But as of now, we see such capacities and possibilities. Thank you.
Okay, is the management board waiting for this decision to buy back own shares to be made when the situation in Ukraine stabilizes? I'm not sure what this decision means, but Astarte is a mature company, and our buyback programs were extended on the annual basis. The size of it on a year-per-year basis was not very large, so we at the moment do not expect change in the previous practice. Vyacheslav, I think there was a clarification on the calendar year, meaning would we like to sell winter wheat until 31st of December?
I think that till the end of the calendar year, we will sell a major part of the wheat, but half part of this will be also sold in the next year.
Right. I don't see any other questions in my box. I take it as that we have answered. Martin, buyback was not extended on AGM this year, instead approved dividend. An eligible period of buyback approved in June 22 shall end around December. Does a startup plan to return to approving buybacks next year? It's a big question to our board and AGM next year. Maybe our CEO will comment, but I believe it is a bit premature to comment so much in advance during the war, but currently we do not have plans to return to approving buybacks.
Thank you, Yulia. Good afternoon, everyone. We don't have any plan with such situation this moment. It's maybe in future, but we'll see. Thank you.
Okay. Do company have plans to pay dividend on annual basis? I think we answered this question also before that because of the nature of agricultural business, we consider dividends on an annual basis. So we did not start paying our dividend with an intention to stop, but obviously last year during the war we had to. So this question is considered on an annual basis by our board and the shareholders. I think we should wrap up the call. Thank you very much for everyone participating in it.